Hi everyone, I am Cam Sinclair. I'm a mortgage and investment advisor here at RSFA. And thanks a lot for tuning in to Finance Today with RSFA. Now, if you watched our intro, we discussed the pledge or the first act. Now, this might seem a little abstract, especially in what is at times a quite sterile world of financial services. But let's unpack that a little bit further as I talk to the one and only Rod Schubert, director and advisor at RSFA. Rod, who is the magician in all of this?
Thank you, Cam, and hello to everyone that's listening in today. Cam, in this case, us as qualified financial advisors are the magicians. The idea of the pledge is that we sit down with you to review what seems to be an ordinary request to look at extraordinary results.
Right, that's the aim of the game and the number one sort of expectation and anticipation on our end for every client interaction. Could you explain what an ordinary scenario or request may look like? Maybe give a couple of examples.
Oh, I certainly can. I mean, commonly we see a client walk in that might have multiple properties with one bank. That client might have been with the bank for a long time. Their vision is to obtain the best possible deal. They feel that they deserve it. They've been with that bank for a long time. They might be coming off fixed with all of their lending at once for these three properties that are held with X, Y, and Z bank. And they might say something to us like, we got your details from another client. We'd like you to have a look around for the best deal if our existing bank is not going to give us a sharp deal. So that's quite a common type scenario that we deal with.
Right. So obviously the name of the game in this industry is to get our clients the best result possible, essentially. Would you be able to explain and maybe give a couple of examples of what these ordinary scenarios or requests look like in reality?
Yeah, good question, Cam. Well, one common scenario we find, and just for example, is a client may walk through the door. They might have been with their bank for a long period, and they may feel that they deserve the best possible rate, a result of their loyalty. That's quite a common thing fed through to us when we're talking to a client for the first time. They explain their situation. They've been with the bank for a long time and they're looking for a sharp deal. And, you know, that would be fair. If the bank isn't going to provide the best deal, their comments might be, hey, listen, let's look at a fallback option to another bank. So refinance all their lending, and one common clean scenario that might open that door in particular is if a client is coming off all of their lending onto a floating rate. So in this example, we'll assume that the three properties have coinciding fixed terms on their, let's say, three loans, and they've asked us to explore, should we say, door A and door B when it comes to the solution that they're seeking, with their preference to stay with their existing bank. Another scenario could possibly be a client walking through just with one property at the moment, an occupied property, and they're considering buying an investment property. They've heard that you can borrow 100% and leverage off the equity that they've got. So in this case, their natural thoughts are probably to remain with their existing bank and to borrow 100% utilising the equity in their own occupied property. It could also be that they wish to move out of their own occupied property into a new own occupied property and rent out their property.
Mm-hmm. So sort of kind of like an upgrade or a change of area. Say you're living in a less desirable part of whatever city you're in, and obviously for many first home buyers, the budget might be a bit smaller than maybe some more seasoned property owners. And then once you've been in that first home for say 5-6 years, take out some equity and then move into a nicer part or a more desirable part of the city. That definitely makes sense and is very common, especially in New Zealand. These are seemingly innocuous type scenarios and pretty simple requests, prima facie, one would think. One of our clients' instructions is to negotiate the best rates with their existing bank or to refinance and seek the best deal in the marketplace. The other client wants to buy an investment property and there would be nothing to see here, it would appear.
That's right, Cam, and it's also about options, though. Not to sound too cliche, but the way we work with clients is very much on a individual basis, where especially what a client feels they need versus what we feel we need to advise on can be two separate matters. And it's not to disrespect or be argumentative with what the client feels they need, but it's always a case of you don't know what you don't know. And really, they've come to us for advice, and what we look to do is take hold of their needs, what they feel they need. And what we find is often when it spits out the other side, the solution or the solutions that we come up with could be very different to what they felt would be the case when they walked in the door. And that can be a positive surprise. Like all good magic tricks, things aren't always as they seem.
Exactly, Rod. Financial advice of all kinds, mortgages, insurance, investments, it's definitely an individualistic approach, and one size does not fit all, ever. There's never two scenarios that are the same. Everyone has their different needs and wants, and as advisors, it's our job to come up with that unique solution for everyone.
Yeah, and you know, Cam, having been with RSFA a couple of years, that has been quite a factor, and probably an eye opener, I guess, coming in as an advisor and realizing that, you know, we can have the tools in certain situations because they're similar to what we've dealt with before. But, you know, as the saying goes, there could be quite a few moving parts that we need to look at that could influence what our advice is. And that advice could be, you know, quite holistic and quite enduring. And I think let's not go into too much of what those solutions would be for the two examples we have talked about today, but I'm really looking forward to going into that with the next part of our series, which is the turn, and just referring back to the prestige again with this scenario. This is the pledge part of our series, where we're just outlining these seemingly ordinary situations that are going to turn into something solution-based in the next episode.
And just to summarize what we've sort of gone over today, and just go over the bases of the two scenarios discussed. So in the first scenario, the client had multiple properties. They are all with one bank currently. And in banking, we call this cross-securitization or cross-collateralization. In short, it is when a bank holds more than one mortgage, meaning more than one property. And side note, there is only ever one first mortgage on a property. There can be second mortgages, but that is definitely a topic for another day. The debt raised with this bank in question is distributed among or spread across all of the properties as if there was only one security property, although in reality this is of course not true because there are several. But it's really just the easiest way to think about it in practicality. The best way to illustrate this is if one property is sold or refinanced, this will activate the need for the bank to look at the overall lending situation versus the value of the properties in the portfolio held with them, bearing in mind this is with related parties involved. In the second scenario, whereby the client has the owner occupied and they're wanting to buy an investment property, they have assumed they will use equity from their current owner-occupied to purchase the second property. And this is very true, but we may advise that there are other options out there for this.
Yeah, great points there, Cam. Very much leading us into a segue to the next part of our series, The Turn, whereby people having multiple properties in the case of one of our examples today could certainly face what we're going to talk about with the turn next.